This just in to KYW News Radio.
It's a major court ruling, and it could change the way Pennsylvania funds education. Joining us live with the details, KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo. Mike?
Michelle, it's a more than eight-year court battle. It's culminated in a ruling declaring Pennsylvania's system of funding education unconstitutional. It's a long-running case, and Commonwealth Court Judge Renee Cohen Jubilier has just ruled that the way that the state funds education does not meet the education clause of the Pennsylvania Constitution, which guarantees children throughout the state a comprehensive and thorough and efficient education. This suit claimed that the way the state legislature funds education is inequitable and inadequate, and that forces school districts to rely too much on property taxes. It was originally filed almost 9 years ago by six districts, including the William Penn School Districts, and centers on that clause in Pennsylvania's Constitution that requires the General Assembly to provide a thorough and efficient system of public education. But again, she has ruled that the state system of public education is unconstitutional. And now the question is, what is the remedy? How do the how does the legislature get together and correct how the funding system is done? It's widely believed that whichever side lost this case, and in this case it would be the leaders of the Senate and the House of the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania, that they would appeal this ruling to the state Supreme Court. No word on whether that has happened yet, but of course, Michelle, we'll be watching.
Absolutely, you will. We know it. And stay with KYW News Radio, because there are more questions than answers. And count on us for continuing coverage.